Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. And you're going to be glad you're hanging with me because we got our good friend Nance Gilmartin back on the show. Nance is an award-winning professional in the area of media. She's a four-time Emmy, four, ladies and gentlemen, Emmy Award winner. She's an executive coach and a consultant. She's the author of a number of books, including her first book, Healing Conversations, is now being re-released. How about that, folks? The one I'm holding in my hand is called The Power of Pause. And she also, one of my favorite things to know about her is that she was the press secretary for someone that I consider to be a great American, Paul Tsongas, the late Paul Tsongas of Massachusetts. And she's our good friend, Nance Gilmartin. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you. It's good to be back with you.
It's good to have you back, Nance, as always. Nance, one of the things that I wanted to get your perspective on this. You're the best person that I know to ask these kinds of questions. I've been talking now for a year and a half or so about the anxiety in the marketplace, the level of stress, the level of unease that I'm feeling, I have been feeling, not just on Main Street, where small businesses live. But in the corporations, in the major corporations, there was a lot of fear in the marketplace. I don't know if I think that's abating a little bit, but a lot of tension, and my concern a year and a half ago was that this was going to create, especially with all the layoffs and everything, that this was going to wind up creating a bunch of casualty lists. A bunch of folks that were going to be, you know, unhappy and dysfunctional, and what kind of a toll that was going to take on creativity and on trust. And I'd like for you, if anybody out there is feeling is recognizing any of what I just said, I'd like for you to talk to us about that a little bit. What do you think?
What are you, psychic? I just got back from doing some work with people who, like you say, they've been part of an organization, some for quite a long time, a couple that are relatively new, and they've been asking for my help in how do we rebuild trust among ourselves, mm-hmm. because the stress has led to some incivil or unhappy behavior as they take the stress out on one another, or the customers have become less tolerant of their inability to deliver right away, so they take it out on one another, or the customers take it out on them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that your listeners can relate to how even some of their newest or oldest customers can be so stressed that we bring some incivility into their lives. That what do you think
mm-hmm.
of that?
So, yes. As we all have to make hard decisions, when we make a hard decision and we find a way to justify it within our organization, you know, that has a cause and effect situation that it produces with our extended family, our extended members of our organization, like vendors and customers and people like that.
Well, it does, and it reminds me of one of people's favorite stories in the Power of Pause book. is so simple to read, and it's called "It's Not About the Name Tags," and it is a story of a group of people who were being asked to do even more for their customers at a time when the team was under so much pressure, and instead of doing more, they felt that they couldn't do any more. They were exhausted. And a lot of blame starts happening when people feel under stress. And I won't tell you the end of the story, but where you go is the problem they were being blamed for was not the real problem. And what I'm finding is, if you think about the news stories right now, there's a lot of blaming and who's responsible
mm-hmm.
for. whether it's the oil spill, whether it's the response to the spill, whether it's the person who made the wrong call on the perfect game in baseball, whether it is who's to blame for a team falling apart, who's to blame for the fact that the food isn't safe anymore or a car isn't safe anymore. And so I think what we have here is, isn't anybody accountable for anything anymore?
And is it part of being accountable just saying, you know what, life happens, and sometimes it's not soft and cuddly. Sometimes it's rough and crude.
Well, I have a new saying that you're going to like, since you like Get Curious, Not Furious.
Well, hold on to that thought. I'm going to let you give us that saying on the other side of these messages, because I want to make sure we have plenty of time for it. Nancy Gilmartin, ladies and gentlemen, you're not going to want to go away because you're going to want to hear what she has to say. The book is called The Power of Pause. That's her new book, 20 Tell. I'm Jim Blassingame. I promise we'll be right back. Little Chicago bringing us back, 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. We built it just for you. No barrier to entry. If you get there, we'll let you come in and hang out with us. Use our stuff. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, and don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. We'll hope you'll do that. I think you'll enjoy that as well. SmallBusinessAdvocate.com. And if you're on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Nance Gilmartin is with us, ladies and gentlemen. She's the author of The Power of Pause. We're talking about dealing with the stress, the pressure, some of the anxiety that we're all having to we're all feeling right now. And Nance, as I poll small business owners, as I talk to them face to face, as I report on other surveys, there's still a lot of stress out there. But you had something you were going to tell us, a new term you'd coined, I think.
Well, it's a phrase. A lot of phrases I have, get curious, not furious, or to pause in the middle of a stressful situation, maybe when a customer, a friend, or family member, or stranger is getting upset, or they're losing it, or they're blaming you for something, or they've just had it, and you want to pause and ask yourself, what don't I know I don't know about what might be happening in this person's life? Or what don't I know I don't know they're triggering in me, in my pushing my I've just had it button? What I've been doing for people is think about this. When is the last time you or someone else you know or you read or you hear has said the following phrase? Well, Jim, it is what it is. And they usually say it with a shrug in their shoulders or a shrug in their voice.
My wife does that all the time.
It is what it is, which is usually followed by the essence of something like, well, there's nothing I can do about it. Don't blame me. Can you believe those people? It is what it is.
What are you going to do?
Well, this is how you take a U-turn on that distress way.
Right.
Because normally whatever that is, what it is something that we don't think is right or shouldn't have happened.
Mm-hmm.
And if we were in charge, it wouldn't be happening. What I say to people is that's the first pause. You take a deep breath and say, okay, here's the reality. The umpire called the pitch wrong. Galarraga pitched a perfect game, but the umpire called it wrong. He paused in front of what became later millions of people and thought to himself, okay, maybe he saw something I didn't. All right. I'm going to have to finish the game. And then when it became clear that the umpire had made a mistake, what he did is he decided, well, what do you want to make of this?
Mm-hmm.
He chose not to berate or be angry or vilify or call.
He rose above it, didn't he?
Well, that's exactly right. And I think what any of us can do at a moment's notice without being a saint or without being full of resignation or stuffing our feelings is to say, well, okay, it is what it is. Now, what do I want to make of this? So the new phrase that has been making its rounds around the country as I speak to people is, it is what it is. No, it is what we make it.
Right. Say that again.
It is what it is, helps you see the reality, and then you shift to, okay, now, it is what we make it. How can we go from what is happening? What is one thing I can do to make this situation a little better? What choice can I make that won't add fuel to the fire, mm-hmm. but that may actually cool the fire?
As you were talking about this, I was thinking about some things that might also help, and that would be, as you're thinking about reacting to a problem, acting or reacting or responding or whatever the situation might be, a business situation, a personal situation, reacting to a ball game you're watching, as you were talking about, you know, ask yourself, okay, will my reaction make me appear to be a big person or a little person?
Well, we can actually build this together, and what I'm encouraging people is respond rather than react, because mm-hmm. do you want to be known as a nuclear reactor or a chain reactor, or do you want to be thought of as a first responder?
Right.
And when we think of the first responders, we think of people who can...
They're heroes.
Okay.
They're big people. They're heroes.
Coming down, you know, there's not enough help here to put the fire out, but mm-hmm. how can I respond? When we're reacting, it's usually being driven by a whole lot of emotions and biochemistry that may get us into trouble.
What about this, Nance? What about, and I'm gonna play off of your pause scenario that's the title of your book. What about not just pause, but wait? And here's my point.
Good.
You and I both know. You and I both lived long enough to know that we're a lot more clear about what should be done, what the right thing to do is after we've slept on something.
Well, I love what you're saying, because it lets me remind the audience that when you're driving a car, and it's a high-performance car, and it's the ones that go really fast, most high-performance cars, particularly on the speedway of life where we all live, metaphorically speaking, if you want to go from second to third to fourth and maybe even fifth, you got to put that clutch in for micro nanos.
You got to disengage first before you can reengage.
And you pass through neutral, and the car doesn't stall out, and it doesn't stop. It doesn't even slow down. It seamlessly keeps moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can just give yourself a moment of neutrality, like you said, ask yourself a question. I encourage people to wonder what they don't know, because usually when you're about to react from anger, you're sure you're right and somebody's wrong.
Hold on to that thought, Nance. Give us the website before we go to the break.
It's www.nancegilmartin.com.
Check it out, folks. The book is called The Power of Pause. We're going to talk some more about this. This is a very healing conversation for me, folks, and I'm sure it is for you too as well. Tintail, right back with Nance. Stay with us. Little Norman Greenbaum bringing us back 7 till. I'm Jim Lysingame. Welcome back. Thanks for hanging out with me. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Nance Gilmartin. Nance is the author of The Power of Pause. But Nance, the new book, the first book, I should say, Healing Conversations, which is a large part of what we're talking about today, that's been re-released by popular demand, so congratulations on that. And they can find that at your website, right?
Yes, they can, or they can go to Amazon, or they can Google.
Right.
It's out there in paperback.
And that's nancegilmartin.com?
That's correct.
So, and that's N-A-N-C-E, by the way. And Gilmartin has only one L.
U in it, G-U-I-L.
Yeah, G-U-I, only one L. Nance, we're talking about taking a deep breath. We're talking about, you know, trying to heal yourself before you create more damage when you're making decisions, when you're reacting to people. Nance says, respond, don't react. I love the way she said that. Nance, one of my mentors said to me one time, I had a project that I was working on. I was very anxious about it. I felt that I was a lot younger. I felt that it needed to be done. I knew I could make it happen, but it just wasn't coming together because of some other factors. And I was talking to him about it, and he said, "Well, Jim," he said, "here's the question you got to ask yourself: Do you have a fighting chance or do you just have a chance to fight? And that has been some of the best advice that I've ever gotten, because so many times whenever I'm dealing with something and I feel really passionate and I want to make it happen and I just need this other person to see my point of view and it'll all go away, it'll all be fixed, I take a pause and I say that to me, okay, is this a fighting chance or is this just a chance to fight? What do you think?
Well, I'm going to have to teach you about something else I do for people on the road, which is because people find themselves in that situation, you said, I just want to convince them that I'm right. I just want to sell them on my
own. Now, remember, I was a lot younger. I tried to...
Okay, but a lot of us, we get passionate.
I would never be like that now, Nancy.
In small business, large business, in family business, whatever it is, with our friends, family, neighbors, there are these moments where we know we're right. If only they would just listen. If only they
That's
would...
That's right. Things right. would be so simple.
I get it. What I teach is communication jiu-jitsu. Now, this is not martial arts physically. It is a mental way of seeing, wait a minute, if you're pushing on me in one direction, I'm pushing on you in the other direction, and we're getting nowhere, and maybe we're both a little right, and maybe we're both a little wrong, but we don't want to really see that. Somebody has to pause and not let the other person fall on their face, step away for a moment mentally and say, you know what, Jim? I'm hearing what you're saying, and maybe I'm missing something, and maybe it's just a little hard for me to shift gears right now. Let me walk over to where you are, and oh my goodness, you're seeing out the window. You're seeing all mm-hmm. these. I couldn't see that when I was over in my space. Mm-hmm. Somebody, again, has to decide, and I believe your listeners are those kind of somebodies. Somebody has to decide for a few minutes. It's less important who's right and who's wrong than it is to go find out what's going on over there for that person.
And you said the right thing about my audience, because we're small business owners.
Yeah.
We don't have a lot of leverage. We don't have a lot of power.
And you don't have a lot of time.
We have to, exactly. And so this is a good advice for all of us.
And I have one last bit of advice, because it's summertime. And this is an extraordinary time for people in small business to connect with their patrons, and actually even have new patrons who show up in their stores and in their .coms and wherever they interact. Right now, a lot of people are on the fence about making decisions. There's a lot of uncertainty about, are we going into sort of the aftermath of this recession could be worse, because we are looking at potential long-term unemployment, which may affect how much your customers will spend. People don't need to be pressured into making a big decision. They need an exquisite partner, like your listeners, who can pause for a moment and say, you know what, let's step back from this project we're talking about, or this investment we're talking about, or this purchase. What's one thing that we could do right now to focus on giving you a little bit of what you want?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's not the whole
nobody does what you just said in the marketplace better than a small business.
That's right. And a lot of what I'm saying to people is pause and move energetically away from the situation. Say, you know what, hang on a minute. Let's take a different look at this. What's one thing we could do right
yeah.
now that would address a little bit of what you'd like?
I know. I feel better already, folks. I told you we'd get smarter when Nancy Gilmartin joined us. Hey, Nancy.
That builds trust.
Thanks for being here. Good job today. Nancy Gilmartin, ladies and gentlemen. The book is called The Power of Pause, available wherever books are sold. Buy two. You're going to want to give one away. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.